finish almost everyone else's meal. And then she ordered dessert. And Esther said, I'm never going to have another meal with you. How is it that you do this? And the woman said, food is my friend. She always was downstream. She befriended everything she ate, and it treated her well.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Abraham. I'm a wine grape grower and a winemaker. I've just started to build this business with my wife. And since I've come here, I've wondered about our relationship with plants. I've considered myself a good grower, but sometimes I feel I'm not doing enough. Last year our vineyard was blessed and it was vibrant. Can you tell me what I need to know to make my plants produce the best that they can?
First, know that that is their desire too. In other words, that's not a upstream thing for them. They want to produce. They exist to do that. And in exactly the same way that you would nurture a child, you look at their positive aspects and ignore their negative aspects, and then you add all of your influence to their positive aspects, and you do the most that you can do.
Another?
Do you think a plant can be influenced by your mind?
Yes.
Do you think a plant needs to be influenced by your mind? In other words, if you just wouldn't offer your negative worry, the plant would thrive. Because it's its nature. This sort of falls into the category of people who listen to us for a while and then they get all determined about creation and they get a mental picture of turning their boat around and putting a motor on it and speeding to their destination. And we say, when you have that impulse, you've missed the point because you have forgotten the power of the stream. And that's the part that we want to emphasize and make you bring to the surface of your vibration in a more predominant way. Trust the process. Trust the plant. Trust the stream. Trust your dream. Trust the power of all of this. Because you've seen it before. You've seen it. You've seen how things came together before. And now you're getting a little complacent because a little bit of time has passed. But that's the part that you want to keep alive. It's natural for your plants to thrive, and it's natural for you to thrive in your interaction with them. And it's not necessary for you to work hard at achieving that. Just get out of the way of it by turning your worrisome thoughts downstream and by taking longer view. You said, last year we had a good weather season, in other words, and there was vibrance as a result of that. And we want you to acknowledge that some years are better than others, and that's just fine. And that overall, and in fact, you know, some of those years that aren't as good as you want them to be in terms of what you produce are resting years that in the long run are better for your plants. In other words, just like you, they don't need to run full out all the time. And so as you acknowledge that you're looking at longer view and you're sort of appreciating whatever it is that they are doing and not fretting over what's happening and taking don't put yourself in the situation where you are tense in a feeling of risk. In other words, let your decisions be made from an understanding that you want to maintain this.